A's and Mets at Citi Field. Michael Conforto and the Mets offense will have the last laugh tonight, but Oakland got off to the quick start. Here's Matt Chapman facing Zach Wheeler in the third.
Chapman hits one at deep left field, and forget that. That is way out of here. Up into the second deck. Matt Chapman with his third home run of the year. Talked last night about his power credentials. 36 home runs in the minors last year. 16 more in the minors this year, and now his third in the major leagues, and he got all of that. 5-0 Oakland.
Second tank.
And the pitch by Manaea. Swinging a high fly ball to deep center. Brugman going back at the track, at the wall. He jumps. It's gone! Into the batter's eye to the left of the home run apple. A two-run homer for Jay Bruce. His 25th home run of the year. The Mets are on the board. It is Oakland 5 and the Mets 2. Now the pitch. Swinging a drive down the left field line, slicing towards the corner. It's a fair ball, base hit going into the corner. Granderson to third. He's being waved home. The relay throw to the plate, the slide. He's safe. The ball gets away from the catcher Maxwell, backed up by the pitcher Manaea, who fires to third. And out at third is Conforto, trying to go all the way to third. And that ends the inning. Granderson's run counts. The Mets cut the lead to 5-4.
Lucas lines one toward the middle, base hit. Darno around third, he'll score the tying run. Lucas Duda comes through as a pinch hitter, and the Mets have come from 5 runs down to tie the game at 5.
Here's the pitch. Fastball hit deep to left field, down the line, it may go. Home run, put it in the books. Wilmer Flores with a line drive, game-winning homer. Over the old Great Wall of Flushing, down the left field line. For Flores, his 9th home run of the year. The Mets win the ball game 6-5. They once trailed 5-0. They're waiting for him at home plate. Flores pounces on the plate and is smothered up by a group of happy Mets teammates as they walk off with a 6-5 win over the Oakland A's. Wilmer Flores plays hero.
Wilmer Flores, your hero on Saturday night, delivering his 2nd career walk-off homer as the Mets came from behind to beat Oakland. Here's Mets skipper Terry Collins after the win.
Work ethic. I mean, it's just like last year when he didn't play a lot. You know, he was primarily playing sporadically, and he just kept himself ready. And, you know, when he was playing every day, I think he wore him down. I really do. He was swinging so good. He got so hot. He played so many days. I just think of beat him up a little bit, and he's had some rest and looks great.
Have you seen a big shift from him over the last season and a half in terms of how he's able to get himself ready when he's not playing every day?
Yeah, I have. You know, it's a very difficult thing to do when you've been used to being an everyday player. It's very hard. You know, there's a lot that goes into it. Pat's done a great job with those guys, you know, behind the scenes, getting them ready, telling them who they're probably going to face, what to expect. But that's a tough job. And then to, you know, get once in a while in the lineup, slammed in the lineup and facing guys that are throwing 97. But a big hit tonight.
Jerry.
Terry, can a win like this, we got a lot of contributions from a lot of unexpected people, really resonate for you guys?
Yeah, it can really mean a lot, Jerry. Anytime, you know, the way things have been going, if you can help out in a big win like this, if you can make an impact, I think it helps the entire spirit of the club.
Rich.
Terry, obviously the offensive comeback is a big story of the game, but what about what the guys in your bullpen did, like Robles and Edgen and Smoker, and they kind of held the game tight?
They did, Rich, and they did a great job tonight. But I'm going to tell you, Zach Wheeler could have let that game get out of control and did not after the first inning. That's where that was one of the parts, as I told him when I took him out. You know, I know we're down 5-0, but you kept it 5-0. It didn't look up, and we had 8 or 9. You kept it at 5 and allowed us to get back in the game. And I know it doesn't seem like much, but the fact that because we were so short in our pen tonight, we had to get 5 or 6 out of him, and he battled through it and gave us 5. So it allowed us to set up the bullpen the way we did.
Matt.
That being said, with Wheeler, I mean, it was still 5 runs in 5 innings. How do you evaluate where he is right now? Because it doesn't seem he's gotten back on track.
Yeah, Matt, again, I don't have an answer for you. I wish I did, but I really think that, you know, we're in a spot where you know, we got to get his breaking ball back a little tighter. But I thought his fastball was good. I thought slider was very good tonight. It's just that, you know, he's leaving balls in, you know, in the middle of the plate, and he's getting hurt by it. The base on balls have hurt him in some situations. So, you know, we talked the other day about how his health and how he's feeling. Is he getting tired? And, you know, he said, look, he doesn't think he is, but he doesn't feel like he is. But, you know, there's that mental side, too, of, you know, being out there like he is now after not doing it for 2 years. It's, you know, it's a tough adjustment. But we've got to take a good look at and getting back to where, because this guy is going to, I mean, his stuff's too good. His stuff's too good to get hit like that. And but, again, I'll tell you what, I tip my hat to him. He kept us in the game.
Just on a personal level, can you get a sense of still of what it means to Wilmer to be a Met?
Well, I will tell you, you know, it's pretty funny when you talk to guys, and we mentioned it during this trading session because he was part of it a couple years ago. And the one that night that we all thought he was traded, I said, you know, you have to understand there's a team out there that wants you really bad. You know, you should be happy with the way you're playing to be wanted like that. And but he wanted to stay a Met, and that speaks volumes about, you know, the way the players feel about playing here, and especially in this town, and being a part of this organization. And of course, he's got that great smile, and he should have a lot of fans around here.
Here's Flores after the game.
Well, I knew we had a sneaky fastball, and I was just trying to get ready for one. And today, we got to give a lot of credit to our bullpen. They did a really good job.
You guys come back from down 5-0, third time through the order. Seems like you finally got to Manaea a little bit in that sixth. What were you as a unit able to pick up and capitalize on?
Yeah, I mean, we're not quitting. We know we can win games, and today it was a tough one early on, but we kept the game right there.
You're an old pro at this now. Do you remember your first walk-off? This is only your second. You remember your first one?
I do remember my first one.
Wilmer, in general, how have you been able to stay sharp without missing a beat over the last few weeks?
I just try to stay ready in there. You know, you can get it any day. And I'm just doing more reps to try to stay ready.
It was a rough outing for Zach Wheeler, who gave up 5 runs off 7 hits and 5 innings of work with 6 Ks. Here's Wheeler after the game.
I mean, you know, that's how I've been pitching lately isn't acceptable. You know, I expect a lot better out of myself. And, yeah, I mean, you know, I try to limit the damage with the best that I could today. And, you know, these guys fought back, and, you know, I was able to spit the hook because, you know, these guys battled the whole game and, you know, stayed in the game also.
When you try and evaluate where you are right now and what you need to do moving forward, what stands out to you? Is there one particular thing that you look at right now?
Yeah, you know, it's fastball command. While the off-speed's starting to come around, it's just fastball command, you know, that's... Sometimes I get ahead of guys, and you know, I'm not able to finish. You know, I was supposed to throw a high strike to forget who it was in the second home run, and it was just right down the middle. You know, sometimes I just don't execute, and you know, it causes me trouble.
Zach, you had a season where you started 32 games, mm-hmm. but that was a while ago. This was your 17th start tonight. Do you think either mentally or physically this, you know, it's kind of hard to get back to after all that time off?
I wouldn't say that. You know, you just go out there and just pitch, and you know, you really don't think about that kind of stuff, to be honest with you. You know, you should go out there and just do your job, and you know, hopefully do good.
On Sunday, the Mets go for the sweep with Rafael Montero on the mound.